Make sure you get a Sunday handout. Everything that's going on is in here. This is for your information. Amen. And does anybody know what next Sunday is?
Yeah.
Well? Yes, we're having church at the lake. Church at the lake next Sunday. So invite all your friends. Bill Smith's going to be back, ministering the word. Never forget that word. God may be 4 days late, but always on time. Yes. Yes. Well, Bill's going to be with us, so make plans to come. I know somebody said, boy, it's going to be hot. Well, just bring your hanky and you can wipe the sweat and praise the Lord when you're not. Bring some food. Yes, where's my thing at here? On the front. Oh, right here it is. The church will be grilling hamburgers, hot dogs, and furnish the drinks. You need to bring side dishes. Invite your friends for this now. So get on the phone this afternoon and tell them about that next week. We've got some people coming in the next couple of months that's going to bless us. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in Ephesians. I'm going to insert my name where Paul's name's at. Not that I think I'm Paul, but I just want you to get the word today. Ephesians chapter 1 in the Message Bible. I surely am under God's plan as a minister of the gospel, a special agent of Jesus Christ, speaking to you, faithful believers at New Life for the Nations today. We got any faithful believers? Well, I greet you this morning with the grace and peace poured into our lives by God our Father and our Master Jesus Christ. Now, I want to tell you about the glory of God, the God of glory. Amen?
Amen.
How blessed He is and what a blessing He is. He's the Father of our Master Jesus Christ and takes us to the high places of blessings in Him. Long before the earth laid down earth's foundation, He had us in mind. He had you in mind before the foundations of the earth and had settled on us as the focus of His love to be made whole and holy by His love. Long, long ago, He decided to adopt us into His family through Jesus Christ. Amen. You don't have to feel like you're an orphan anymore. I was somewhere the other night, and the minister began to break a spirit of orphanage off of people. And I thought, wow, when you're an orphan, you have a spirit of rejection. You don't have to have that spirit more. God has adopted you into His family. You are now a son and daughter of God. Hallelujah. Long, long ago, He decided to adopt us into His family through Jesus Christ. What a pleasure He took in planning this. And He wanted us, to enter into the celebration of His lavish gift given by the hand of His beloved Son. Because of the sacrifice of the Messiah, His blood poured out on the altar of the cross. We're a free people, free of penalties and punishments chalked up by all of our misdeeds. And not just barely free either. Abundantly free. He thought of everything, provided for everything we could possibly need, letting us in on the plans He took such delight in making, and He set it out all before us in Christ, a long-range plan in which everything will be brought together and summed up in Him, everything in deepest heaven, everything on planet Earth. It's in Christ that we find out who we are and what we are living for. Long before we first heard of Christ and got our hopes up, He had His eye on us. Had designs on us for glorious living, part of the overall purpose He is working out in everything and in everyone. It's in Christ that you heard the truth and believed this message of your salvation. Found yourselves home free, signed, sealed, and delivered by the Holy Spirit. Yes, that is shouting for a church. This this signet from God is the first installment on what's coming. A reminder that we'll get everything God has planned for us, a praising and glorious life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to give you a quick testimony this morning. We prayed for what's her name? Phyllis? Jenny's niece that we prayed for last Sunday that was paralyzed, and everybody's just been praying for. What's her name? Tammy. Tammy. Last week we prayed for Tammy, and everybody's praying for Tammy to be able to walk again. And Jenny called Lottie and said, you make sure you tell Shirley, and I want to share it with you, that she moved her big toe this week. When Lottie told me that, I thought of Elijah. All Elijah kept praying. He kept praying. He kept praying. And he kept praying. And suddenly he saw a cloud just the size of a man's hand. And that's all he needed to keep him going. So you just look around. And when you're praying and you're believing, God will give you a sign. Keep on praying. Keep on believing. Breakthrough's coming. And I just prophesy over that to you right now, church. Receive this word. Breakthrough. The spirit of breakthrough is upon you and your household. And there is nothing impossible with God. This, I decree and declare this for you today. And anytime we go through a season of change in the natural, there's an atmospheric change. When rain's coming in, it affects affects people's moods. When storms come in, things in the atmosphere begin to change. And when God begins to take us from here to there into a new season and into a divine purpose, things begin to happen around us and in our lives. And suddenly we're thinking, what is going on? God said, you hold on and don't let go. The season of change is here. And that resistance is going to make you stronger. So I decree and declare today that there is a new season for you. Amen. It's where the air, you know, meets the cloud, and there's resistance to change. And that's how it is when we go through change in our lives. There's a song that says, it's a new season, it's a new day, a fresh anointing. Lay your hand on your belly and say, a fresh anointing is flowing your way out of you. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season coming your way. Amen. And we just invite the King of Glory to come into our midst today and do what only He can do. Father, there's only one thing holding us back today, and that's our unbelief. Help our unbelief, God, that we may believe that you're the God of the impossible. And if you said it, we found it, you said it, then we decree and declare it shall be according as you have said, Father. We thank you for this house, for the word that we're going to hear today. In Jesus' name, and the church said, amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on, give Him the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father God, I thank you that our eyes are open. And I don't mean our physical eyes. I mean our spiritual eyes are open to receive from you today. Say, my spiritual eyes are open. And I'm going to receive from Him today. Hallelujah. I don't see the things the enemy brings my way. You know, as they told us at camp meeting, we got to push through, we got to engage, and you know what? We just got to keep on keeping on. Amen? All right. Come on, put your hands together as we praise Him this morning. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up. Glory. Oh, pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open my eyes. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I tell you what, there's a lot of things we're thankful for. We're so thankful this morning that you're here today. We're so thankful that the Lord's brought Glenn and Linda back to us today. And you know that it's been a difficult time. But you know God is good, isn't he? God is faithful. He supplies our needs. He's there to take care of us. And you know, his arms are around you when it doesn't look like there's anything going your way. His arms are there holding you. Amen. Hallelujah. We serve a wonderful God. Amen.
Beautiful one I adore, beautiful one I.
tell you something, church. This person that I am, you know, I got saved when I was about 12 years old. And I knew to come to the altar and gave my heart to Jesus. And then I began to try to live for him. All my life I tried to be good. I did. All my life I tried to make good choices. I wanted to please mom and dad. Some of my older brothers and sisters had made some decisions that really hurt them, and I thought, I'm never going to hurt my mom and dad that way. So I deliberately tried to make good choices, you know, out of respect for them. And so even as we became pastors, I struggled with trying to be good. Do you know what a burden that is? How many of you remember what a burden that is to know that you make mistakes or that you let people down? And, you know, when you're in pastoring, when you pastor and you just feel like that, well, you know, I've let this one down and that one down. You know, that weight is hard. But one day I got a hold of the message that Jesus redeemed me. Now, remember, I was saved. I was going to heaven. But I still felt the weight of that sin on me. I didn't know that he took it every bit. He took the sin of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Come on, church. Every bit of it, brother. I praise God for it. It seems like all I can see was the struggle. Haunted by ghosts that lived in my past. Bound up in shackles of all my failures. It just seemed like everybody else could do everything better than I could. Wondering how long is this gonna last? Oh, Jesus, just come on and take me home. You know that feeling? But then you look at this prisoner and say to me, son, stop fighting a fight that's already been won. Come on. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I shake off these heavy chains. Wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. I'm redeemed. Well, now, you know, my mom and dad, they never really looked at me. And some parents do this. But my mom and dad never told me, you know, you're unworthy or, you know, you're not going to amount to anything. But I felt the struggle of just trying to make sure that I held on. You know, I'd hear these older people in church testify and say, oh, Lord, just pray that I hold on and I'll endure. And I go, my goodness, if she don't make it, I'm not going to. I didn't know until we found out about grace.
All my life I have been called unworthy.
You know that voice in your head?
Voice of my shame and regret.
Come on.
But when I hear you whisper, child, lift up your head. I remember, oh God, you're not done with me yet.
Come on.
I am redeemed. You said, I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. You set me free.
Come on. be old man inside of me, 'cause his day is long dead and gone. 'Cause I've got a new name, a new life, I'm not the same, a hope that will carry me home. I am redeemed, you set me free, so I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. 'Cause I don't have to be. Before, I didn't know I didn't have to be. I don't have to act like that now. Because of the grace of Jesus Christ, I've got power. Amen. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. Now I'm not who I used to be. You know I'm not who I used to be. Jesus, I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. Woo. I'm redeemed. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy. Listen, his child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed. Come on, redeemed, his child and forever. I sang that all my life. I didn't know what it said. Listen, do that verse again. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy. His child and forever. Come on.
His child, yeah, and forever I am.
What you're saying? Redeemed. Redeemed.
Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed.
Daughter Brittany, I have made her feel unworthy by my words, because my mother has done it to me through my whole life. And Brittany, I was going to do this personally, but God said, no, you do it in front of your church, you do it in front of your family, and you hold to it. I apologize to you, my dad.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. Come on, sing it, church. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed.
redeemed. His child and forever I am.
Oh, come on, church, worship him this morning. Hallelujah, we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for that awesome healing. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. New life, a new day. It's a new day, Sandy. It's a new day, brand new day. We're all free in Jesus' name, amen. But sometimes you just need to say something to somebody, don't you? I tell you what we're going to do right now. Hallelujah, keep the spirit flowing. We're going to ask the ushers to come forward. You may be seated temporarily. Hallelujah. Lord, I just thank you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God is so good. He's so powerful and so awesome. Anybody got a bulletin while they're getting ready? I know you'll read this, but I want to read it to you. While they're standing and waiting. You know, the Bible says we're destroyed for a lack of knowledge. You know, a lot of people are sick, and there are a lot of people in poverty, and a lot of people are in bondage because they don't know that Jesus said, I came to set you free. In Jesus' name, you're free indeed. I got a new book from Brother Michael Lontarossi. Does anybody remember Brother Michael when he was here? Great big, well, he looked like a Mr. Clean. He's great big black Mr. Lontarossi. I called him Mr. Clean. And he ministered. He's a wonderful friend of ours, and he has written a book called The Seven Realities the Devil Doesn't Want You to Know. And the first one is that you're destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And he put this little story in there. It says, without knowledge, there is no possessing your covenant blessings. It is your spiritual understanding that determines the quality of your life on earth. Knowledge opens the door to the world of possibilities, whereas ignorance is being trapped behind a closed door. And then he put this little story in there. A giant ship engine failed. The ship's owners tried one expert after another, but none of them could figure out how to fix the engine. Then they brought in an old man who had been fixing ships since he was a young man. He carried a large bag of tools with him, and when he arrived, he immediately went to work. He inspected the engine very carefully, top to bottom. Two of the ship's owners were there watching this man, hoping he would be able to know what to do. After looking things over, the old man reached into his bag and pulled out a small hammer. He gently tapped something. Instantly, the engine lurched into life, and he carefully put his hammer away. The engine was fixed. A week later, the owners received a bill from the old man for $10,000. They said, what? He hardly did anything. So they wrote the old man saying, please send us an itemized bill. So he did. Tapping with the hammer, I only charged you $2. But knowing where to tap, I charged you $9,998. And there's a lot of truth in that. When you see somebody that they got something going good in their life in the Lord, that's the people you need to hang around with. And you need to find out how they're doing it and what they're doing. Amen. Father, I just thank you in the name of Jesus, as the people give, that this church is blessed. And Father God, you bless them. You return to them, Father God, in the area they need it. In Jesus' name.
Isn't the name of Jesus wonderful? Isn't the name of Jesus wonderful? All the world can come to Him and have their sins removed. Isn't the name of Jesus wonderful? Isn't the name of Jesus beautiful?
Jesus powerful. Chains are broken when it's spoken. Every knee must bow. Isn't the name of Jesus?
Pastor asked us just before he comes up to do the service, and after we finish with the song, I'll dismiss the classes. But he asked us to do this song again because of what he's ministering on this morning. It's called Break Every Chain. Break Every Chain.
There is power in the name of Jesus. chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up.
chain, break every chain.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. Classes may be dismissed. We have nursery this morning, and we have children's class, and then we have Miss Sherry's class for the older children and youth that want to go back there with Miss Sherry. And hallelujah. Hallelujah.